Bava Kama, Perakei Mishnah Zayin. Echad Shor v'echad Kol Behemel in Nefilas HaBor. Same way we said that Bor is just a general name, but it includes everything. So Lagabi, the victim of the Hezek in the Bor, is also Echad Shor v'echad Kol Behemel, even though we were Mamayit Odom v'loy Kelim, but as far as animals are concerned, Shor v'chol Odom l'Nefilas HaBor. The Mishnah, however, takes this idea further. Shvorim are mentioned in many different areas in Halacha. The Mishnah says over here, Klal, whenever the Torah says Shor, it means all Bali Chayim. It doesn't make a difference which type of animal, a Behemah, Chayim, whatever. And the Mishnah now lists off a bunch of cases where Taka Shor Lav Dafka. One, the Parsha of Bor. Two, the Parsha of Hafroshas Har Sinai. When the Torah says that nobody is allowed to climb up. Hishomru lochem aloi sahor v'negoye b'kotzeu. In behemo im ish lo yichaye. Behemo over here doesn't mean a behemo, it means a chaye also would be b'chlal. Ul tashlume kefel. If somebody steals somebody else's animal, it doesn't make a difference. The only shor oiseh that's dafke is only l'gabi d'chiv d'al v'heim. Yetzir Hashem will learn in the second chelik in the mesechta. But l'gabi d'etzim din gneva, with the knas that a ganav has to pay kefil, there's absolutely no difference. Hashavas aveda, the Torah says that also loisir shor achicho yaseh nidoch misalamtem him hashav chivim lachicho. Dafke, if you find somebody shor, you have to return it. Lepriko, you have to help. Ki sir chamos anachar if it's tachas masoi, you have to help him. Ozav tazavimoy, doesn't make a difference if it's on a horse. Cheret should be bizman hazeh, also on a car, except that the sugya in Bava Metzia that talks about this mitzvah talks about Tzar Bali Chaim. Tzar Bali Chaim is not tracked by a car. We got to be helping somebody else there, yeah. L'chassimo. Chassimo is the lav of L'sachsim Shor B'dishoy. In Parshas Kiseitze, one is not allowed to muzzle a Shor while it's working. Lav Dafka Shor. L'klayim, one is not allowed to put together two animals to produce offspring. Also, one is not allowed to work two animals together. Behem Techol Lo Yisabia Klayim. A pasuk in Kedoshim, a pasuk in Kiseitze, Lesachish, B'Shor V'Chamor, Yachdov. Doesn't have to be Shor V'Chamor. L'Shabbos, when the Torah says, L'Sase, Komolocha, Ato, Bincho, Vitecho, Avdecho, V'Moscho, V'Shor, V'Chamor, V'Chol, Bem Techo. Doesn't mean Dafke Shor V'Chamor, V'Chol, Bem Techo. The Torah says, M'Vush. V'Chen, Chaya, V'Oif, Kiyotz, V'Hem, Lav Dafke, Behemo, Lav Dafke, Chaya, Chaya, V'Oif, it's all the same thing. Imken, Lomenem, Shor V'Chamor, Oshni, V'Akos, V'Oiva. The animals that are most commonly used for work, for production, is Shor Chamor. So that's where these dinim are going to come up most often. This is the end of the sugis of Boer. Now we're going to Perek Vov Bez Hashem. We're going to learn some more of the dinim of Shor. Mishnah Aleph. Hakoinis Tzoyim Ledir V'Noal B'Foneo Koroi. We've had the idea. We had it by Bor in the last Perek. We had it earlier in Shor. If a person watches an animal and he's Shomer a shmira, that's enough that Bederecha would prevent that hezek from happening, he's not chayiv. If Yotzev is zika, the halacha is potter. He's not chayiv on the hezek of the animal. Again, each animal, however much you need for that. A bor, whatever you need in a place of bor, you have to count whatever's Bederecha going over the bor. We spoke before about a shor v'chamor going over the bor, a gomel going over. If it's a place where gemalim pass over, so then the hole has to be covered strong enough to hold up under the impact of a gomel. If it's on a highway where trucks, big trucks go, so then you have to hold up under that weight. The same is true, legabe, a door. The door of a barn depends what you have inside the barn. If you have little dogs, there's a limit how much they can knock down. Big shvar more. What happens if you have para? Mustama is less aggressive than a shor. I don't know if somebody has a zoo. What koyach door would he have to prevent them from coming out? The same is true, by the way, legabe eish. How much wind does one have to protect against? Depends what's called a ruach metzuya. Depends if he's in a place where there's a hurricane season. Depends if it is hurricane season. B'chulei. If he doesn't make a shmir tzimzach and the animal comes out, so then avadi is chayiv. The geder hadvarim is whatever is oimid, should be oimid beruach mitzui. That's the lashon of Chazal. We learned before about chalukim in the fourth parak about the shmir that one needs klape hezeke shein v'regel. A shmir pchusa is enough. A shmir me'ula is necessary legabe etam and amud. There's one sheet that holds it to shayr murid. There's no shmir in the world that will help. Ein l'shmir el l'shlakin, and so on. Ayin shom. L'chayit z'davar pashut, that if somebody has, let's say, rubble lying around, and there's no reason why that rubble that's in his backyard should go flying and smash into a car that's parked 30 feet away in the street, which would be a hezek of esh. Anything that flies with the wind is esh. But what happens, the rubble is lying there, and then they predict a hurricane, and the hurricane is sweeping through Florida, and at that strength, rubble will go flying. L'chayr, that becomes a ruach mitzuya. Normally the news tells you there's a hurricane watch. People go out and they buy the water and they tape down things, etc., etc. The same would be true. Anything that's in the that should cause hezek, that a person can prevent, l'chayr would bleib a ruach mitzuya. Klapi that. Nifritza balaylo. What happens, let's say, the shmiru was made and it was tzimzak, shmir keroy. The door was opened by night. Oyshe partzua listim, or listim came to steal. They open up and there's a barn. They're not going to walk off with a cow. So mela, they just left the door open. V'yotze v'zika, the animals then ran out. The door is open. Potter, the bailam is potter. He protected keroy. The fact that the listim opened has nothing to do with him. Now, l'chayra, there's a mitziyistic distinction that has to be made. We understand that if a door was on a barn, and the door should protect, so then he's potter. What's bayoyim? What's balayla? Why does it have to be halacha over here, balayla? So, l'chayra, the word is like this. We're trying to see Yomtiv Cheshem it out from the Rishonim. That nifritza balayla, b'derech klal, if wind blows off the door, so then there's no way he can know about it. Even in the middle of the day, there's no reason why he should know about it. If listim open up the door, by yoyim b'derechal, there'll be a coil that there was a hold-up and somebody robbed the barn. So l'chayr should be on it right away. And if he's not, that itself is a pshia. Balaylo, lav dafka that he heard about it. Even if he heard about it, it's hard to find the animal. So he can't be chayiv until he's proven guilty that he could have easily found the behemoth and led it back into the barn and fixed the door. That's a chur why the Mishnah says over here the halacha of nifritza with partzua listim. However, there's another chiddush in partzua listim also. Why not say that the listim are chayiv? So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that partzua listim v'yotze v'zika potter. Only by hoitziua listim, then listim chayavim. The Mishnah says that when the listim took the animal out, then the listim achayiv. What happens if the listim just open up the door but they didn't take the animal out? Sounds from the Mishnah like nobody's chayiv. He can't be chayiv because it's not his fault. The listim only chayiv, they took him out. See, here the Gemara teaches us a very important halacha, and this is a gazlon or a ganav that takes an animal out of a barn, with that, the fact that he took the animal, he assumes ownership. It's what's called kinyon egzela. We'll learn more about this in Mitzvah Hashem in the second chelik of the Masechta, from Perek Meruben on. Kinyon egzela means that now the behemah is nichnas tachas rishusoy. The same way the ganav now, if the animal goes running, the ganav and the gazlan is responsible, even if there's an oinis and the animal gets destroyed, he's chayv to pay. If he's chayv to pay, he also has responsibility on the hezekim of the behemah. That means that he assumes he's a shomer. The same way a shomer is chayv on the hezek of the behemah, the same is true by a gazlan. But what happens if the gazlan just opens up the door? He opens up the door, he looks inside the barn, there's no gold there. All there is cows. Cows, he's not running off with the middle of the night. He leaves the door swinging on its hinges irresponsibly, and he walks away. No. With what should he be chayiv? Lamaisa, the behemah is not his behemah. The mechayiv of a shor is momen amazik. It's not his momen. It's only if he took it, and then he let it go, that it became his momen, because it's kinyon egzela. But not if he leaves the door open. So the Gemara understands avada b'dinei shamayim is chayiv. This is what we call the grama dinazok. And this is a classic case. And this is the sugya and daf nun vov where the Gemara coins the term that a grama dinazokin is chayiv b'dinei shamayim is potter b'dinei adam. Whenever it's completely the fault of one person, even if that person didn't do a maisa mazik, then he's chayv din shamay. There's a Meiri that even says that he has a din of a mazik mamish, like a gazlan, and if he doesn't pay, so he'll be posel eidus. Other Rishonim don't say that, but he's definitely, there's a chiv, a full responsibility. A bezin will tell me he has to be chayv. The bezin can't be moitzi moment. A psak of the bezin should be moitzi, should be yerid lin achosov, to be goiva. Moment, that's only if he did a maisa mazik biyadayim, that he didn't do. That's a grommet in the zokin.